Yo, welcome to Simply Bitcoin Live. We're your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution. We cover the breaking news, culture, memetic warfare. We will be your guide through the separation of money and state. And that's exactly what we're living through nowadays. Anyways, so today we're going to talk about the $1.7 trillion spending bill that is being currently discussed and debated in Congress. Absolutely bonkers, right? But there's people that are picking up to specifically, we're going to talk about Elon. We're going to talk about, we also have a representative and we're going to talk about Rand Paul. And they're picking up to the absurdity of how this stuff works. And it really highlights how broken the system is, right? And Jeff Booth has been saying this on Twitter, right? And I've said this many times. I said it at, you know, the Pacific Bitcoin conference. As long as either political party have access to a money printer, the incentives will never be aligned for them to actually work for the people, and the government starts to become, and by the way, this is happening on a worldwide scale, right? The government starts to become a government by the people. A government for the government by the government. They have no incentive to actually work for the people. So the absurdities start to magnify, right? They start to become more and more and more absurd. What are they actually spending this stuff on? And keep in mind, this entire time, right, the U.S. government does not collect enough tax revenue to justify the spending. So how are they able to afford all of this deficit spending? They need to use the money printer, right? And every time they print money, we've told you guys many, many times, right? It's a wealth redistribution mechanism from the people that don't have the means to not save in dollars, the people that are living paycheck to paycheck. It's stealing from them and it's giving it back to the government so that they could do this type of spending, right? And it's also benefiting the ultra wealthy as well that do have the means to save in assets. If you had your money, your wealth parked in real estate prices have doubled. But you could even make the argument that it's not really that the prices have doubled. It's just that real estate has just been keeping up with the inflation rate. Also, the stock market. It's absolutely absurd, the world, the system that we live in. And remember, it hasn't always been this way. This has been a recent occurrence, right? So we all know 1971, right? Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard. The U.S. defaulted on its debt in order to continue funding the war in Vietnam. So back in the medieval period, when a king ran out of gold to fund the war would end. But now that there is a money printer, endless wars. You can continue paying for stuff. But what people are tricked, though, people aren't aware that it's not that they could just pay for stuff. It's being stolen from the public and able to pay for all these things that you might not necessarily agree with. And we're going to get to a lot of those things today. We brought the receipts and how absurd it is. And we talk a lot about the peaceful revolution. This is what it's about. It's about opting out into a money that doesn't steal from you. And what the other side is going to do, what the state is going to do, is they're going to try to convince you over the next couple of years, right? You already saw Elizabeth Warren attacking it. You know, they're using stuff like national security. I would say the money printer is a threat to national security, not Bitcoin. They're going to try to convince you that holding and using a money that doesn't steal from you is a danger to society. It's bad for the economy. Bitcoin isn't a threat to national security. Bitcoin is a threat to politicians' job security. And that's why they're going to attack it. And that's why they are attacking it. It's an end to the racket. So we're going to cover all of that today. We got clips, we got montages for you, we got the receipts like always. But before we get to all of that, I want to introduce my awesome co-host live from his kitchen. How you doing, Opti?
No, I am not in my my mother's kitchen. I am in my dad's office today because they're doing stuff over there. They got to get ready for Christmas and all that stuff. But yeah, we're here. Another day in paradise. Another day to spread that signal. And you know it's going to be a good show when Nico does a 5-minute intro to the episode. So this one is going to be a full blown Nico Jones episode. I'm excited for this. And in the culture, Svetsky, one of my favorite Bitcoin writers, authors out there, dropped a spicy article in the Remnant series. And it's basically why you should choose Bitcoin to help yourself. And I think this one might get a little spicy, but I think you guys are going to like this one. So let's just get into it, Nico.
Absolutely. All right, everybody, let's start the show.
The Bitcoin Numbers.
Brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today.
All right, everybody. At the time of recording, the Bitcoin price is 16,636. The sats per dollar, 6,010. Block height, 768,513. Reachable Bitcoin nodes, 14,850. Blocks of the halving, 71,487. Halving estimates April 25th, 2024. Coming up soon, total Lightning Network capacity, 5,162 Bitcoin. Capacity value, $85 million. Realized monetary inflation. That part I want to emphasize today. Realized monetary inflation of Bitcoin continues to take fiat currencies to absolute school. And because of the halving, or the halving, depending on how you say it, it's going to continue to go down while fiat currencies is always going to remain. You know, the magical, for some reason, it's the 2-4% inflation rate, 2-4% theft. Have to call inflation for what it is. Words are very powerful. Can't emphasize that enough. Words are very powerful, and ridicule is a very powerful tool as well. Have to call inflation for what it is. Their vocabulary is bullshit. Inflation is theft. It is stealing from you to benefit the state. Anyways, market capitalization, $319 billion. Over the next 5 years, what we're going to see is also the justification as to why that theft is somehow necessary. Arm yourself with truth. Arm yourself with facts. Anyways, today I want to play you a clip from one of our famous representative. His name is slipping my mind, but he is one of the awesome Bitcoin House representatives. And he went on Newsmax to talk about the SBF debacle. I'm going to play you guys the clip, and then Opti and I will talk about it.
You know, had been asked to testify hours before he's arrested. I mean, what gives to the timing of that? And what about SEC Chair Gary Gensler? Some say he has a very cozy relationship with Alameda Research, which looks like has commingled funds with FTX.
Yeah, and not just Alameda Research, but Sam Bankman-Fried himself. And I think that's a big part of the timing, frankly. I mean, it's all speculation at this point. But the best theory I have is that the SEC and others didn't want SBF to give his own version of, so what were you doing with Gary Gensler in the Securities and Exchange Commission with all these meetings and all this interaction that you've had with regulators? And he would have been able to give his side of that. The regulators, the SEC, Gary Gensler, and others wouldn't have been able to filter the questions, and they didn't know where that was going to go. So I think that's part of what drove some of the timing on the arrest.
Interesting, right? And just to give you guys a reminder, right, SBF was arrested a day before he was going to testify in front of Congress, right? So it's crazy. All of this, and I would even make the case, guys, that all of this blatant theft and also the moral decay of society is driven. The primary cause is the money printer, right? The incentives are not aligned. Politicians no longer have to serve their people. They just need to basically get as close as humanly possible to the money spigot, and they don't have to answer to anybody, right? So the corruption, in my opinion, is just going to continue to become more and more and more blatant. And I think that the $1.7 trillion spending bill that is currently being debated in Congress is just another representation of that, man. This is absolutely crazy. And when we mean Bitcoin or slavery, it's not a hyperbole. Like we're being 100% off, like we're being 100% real when we say that. Bitcoin or slavery, do you want to continue living in a world where the money that you use steals from you to fund endless wars and to enrich politicians, right? Like, is that the world that you want your future in? Is that the world that you want your kids' future in? And I don't want to live in that world. And this is exactly what the peaceful revolution is all about. I think that trying to fix the political system by voting, I think it's beyond repair. I think it's a matter of peacefully opting out and basically saying, no, I don't want to partake in theft. I don't want to partake in that system that steals from me. Look, the United States already has a progressive tax system, right? It already taxes you like crazy. I don't remember agreeing also to being taxed by inflation as well, right? And you know, enough is enough, man. And that's exactly what Bitcoin's all about. The shitcoiners are being distracted by the gains and, you know, the short-term thinking and fiat times 100. I think that's what shitcoins are. And Bitcoiners are really focusing on the mission. And the mission is the separation of money and state and ending, you know, the tyranny of central banking, basically freeing mankind from this new form of slavery. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts, bro?
Well, first and foremost, I don't think we can reiterate and say it enough, but inflation is theft. It's the silent theft. It's the way that politicians are able to steal your hard-earned labor, your energy, your time. Exactly. Like, and the reason they have to do it that way is because they know straight up that the majority of people would not want to give away their money for all this ludicrous stuff that they want to do out there in D.C. And then to the next point, you know, in regards to the video, we've said it on this show as well. And it's awesome to see a senator say what two Bitcoin YouTubers say on the show, that it is very suspicious that SBF got arrested the night before he was supposed to testify and talk about his point of view. So, you know, just things that make you say, but, you know, Bitcoin is, like, to Nico's point, Bitcoin is calling the bluff of the fiat system. And this is why we continue to come out here day in and day out and do our best to try to wake up people. But we understand that some people are primed for the message and other people aren't. So we will just continue to beat that drum and show people that when you are ready, you can opt into the Bitcoin system, because that's what it is. It's a choice, and you have to make that choice for yourself as an individual. No one will coerce you. No one will force you into Bitcoin. You will just have to choose it yourself once life gives you all the signals to get into Bitcoin. But Bitcoin will be here when you need to. So, you know, it's just a beautiful system that we're a part of. But
We got a super chat from Bruh Baby. Thank you for the $10. He says Opti knocked it out of the park yesterday. I wouldn't take any more days off, Nico. Hell yeah. This is what Opti, man. Fuck yeah, bro. This is what Opti, I don't get jealous. This is what Opti's all about, man. He's Opti's living it up. Opti had some big shoes to fill, man. So shout
and
out
continue
to Opti.
To fill, especially when you're not there. I can never Nico Jones it, but I will do my best to guide the shit when Nico has to go be a professional.
But no, man, but Opti's absolutely slaying the game, and really appreciate that, man. Kind words. And I might just take more days off and just, let Opti host it some more. Definitely. And next year, by the way, for anybody, Opti's going to be doing his version of Simply Bitcoin IRL.
You want to tell
the people the name?
All right. I mean, yeah, we might as well. I am going to start off and getting cosmic with John Vallis, January. I forget the date. I think it's 11th.
What's the name of the show? First. What's it going to be called?
Oh, it's going to be Simply Bitcoin TTL. I don't know if I want to drop what my acronym is. I think it'll slowly but surely you will get the picture of what it is. I'll probably drop it a few times on the show. Hint, hint. But it's going to be, you know, it's going to be what I'm about, man. The culture, spreading Bitcoin, and also how Bitcoin changes you and your psychology and how it can make you build a better life. So.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about, man. Bitcoin makes lives better. Anyways, Bitcoin is hope. All right, everybody, let's get to news. We got a lot to talk about.
The Daily News.
Brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air-gapped Bitcoin transactions. Scan and display QR codes directly on the device to sign transactions and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as the Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, and Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin.
Making sure the Defense Department can deal with the major threats coming from Russia and China. Providing assistance for the Ukrainians to defeat the Russians. That's the number one priority for the United States right now, according to most Republicans. That's sort of how we see the challenges confronting the country at the moment.
Because the goal is not to completely subjugate Afghanistan. The goal is to use Afghanistan to wash money out of the tax bases of the United States, out of the tax bases of European countries, through Afghanistan, and back into the hands of a transnational security elite. That is the goal, i.e. the goal is to have an endless war, not a successful war.
Brought with me the Omdi, 4,155 pages. When was it produced? In the dead of the night, 1:30 in the morning when it was released. Now, people argue that it's conservatives' fault. It's you don't have the Christmas spirit. Somehow you're holding up government. Well, whose job is it to produce this? The people in charge of spending. The people in charge of both of the parties. When did they know that this would be necessary? Well, it's in the law, September 30th. You got 9 months, almost 10 months, to produce a plan, to have a spending plan. They weren't ready on September 30th, so they voted themselves 90 more days. They weren't ready last week either, so they voted themselves another week. And now we have it at 1:30 in the morning this morning. But what's the clamor? The clamor is to vote. Vote now. Let's get it done. Why are you standing in the way of spending? Well, the real question is this. What is more dangerous? What is more dangerous to the country? $1.1 trillion in new debt, or as Republican leadership likes to say, oh, but it's a win. It's a big win. We're getting $45 billion for the military. So which is more important? Which threatens the country more? Are we at risk for being invaded by a foreign power if we don't put $45 billion into the military? Are we more at risk by adding to a $31 trillion debt? I think the greatest risk to our national security is our debt. The process stinks. It's an abomination. It's a no good, rotten way to run your government. $6 trillion entity, and they want 24 hours to process this, and then they want to go forward. I will be demanding two amendments. One, that this goes against the budget rules. The PAYGO rules say you can't do this. You can't have all this new spending unless it's offset. We will also be demanding that the PAYGO rules are increased. Instead of taking 60 votes to evade the rules, we're going to ask that it be a two-thirds vote to evade the rules. The American people don't want this. They're sick and tired of it. They're paying for it through the nose with inflation. Adding $1 trillion to the deficit will simply fuel the fires that are consuming our wages and consuming our retirement plans.
He's almost there. He's almost there, right? He mentions it, right? He says he knows that it's inflation that's going to pay for this. It's theft that's going to pay for this. And the part in the beginning, I made that montage on purpose. You have Mitch McConnell's head of the, you know, the Senate Republicans, Senate Republican leadership. And he said the main priority of the Senate Republicans is funding a war in Ukraine. It's funny because as soon as the war in Afghanistan started, I mean finished, coincidentally, not too many months later, we are funding another war in Ukraine. And then I played you that video of Julian Assange. Julian Assange is in prison right now because he leaked a video of an Apache helicopter in Iraq slaughtering journalists, making the military-industrial complex look bad. Isn't that the point of journalism? Isn't that protected by the First Amendment? Well, I guess not, right? Money Printer breaks all these incentives. Rand Paul's right is almost there. He's almost there. Just like we played you that video of Steve Bannon basically identifying the issue. The issue is the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is how they get away with spending money they don't have. It's how they get away with the deficit spending. Now, if you guys paid attention, 24 hours in the dead of night is when they introduced this $1.7 trillion spending bill. And why did they introduce it? Why did they wait till last second? Because they didn't want people to go through it. Because if you go through it, then you start to run into a lot of the absurdities. Unfortunately for them, the power of the internet, the hive mind of the internet, highlights a lot of those absurdities. And we're going to go through some of them. And remember, guys, if you are earning or saving in dollars, you are paying for this directly. Theft to pay for the enrichment of politicians and death and destruction, which is the endless wars. Anyways, I had some original thought. I was so pissed when I went a little bit crazy yesterday on Twitter. And see, these are some of the things I said. I said, why are we being forced to use money that steals from us by legal tender laws? The state can put you in a box for choosing to use money that doesn't steal from you. How is that any different than slavery, Bitcoin or slavery? And it went on to say, if you're holding dollars every time the government prints money, they are stealing from you. Inflation is theft. And if you believe that's a little bit hyperbolic, here is Jeff Booth, the legend Jeff Booth. Inflation is not required for a productive economy. Inflation is required to avoid insolvency, which means that your wages and savings need to be confiscated in real terms to pretend things work. These are different, and it's time for people stopped conflating them. Someone asked, and you know, maybe he saw some of Nico's tweets. Shout out Satoshi Sats 1. Said, we are modern day slaves. And Jeff Booth says, while the word seems harsh because of we believe we've evolved, it is nonetheless true for billions of people on our planet due to a more efficient way to steal their resources and time. They haven't even introduced central bank digital currencies yet. How is this any different than modern day slavery? Inflation is modern day slavery. You got to call it for what it is. Words are powerful. Please tell me how it isn't. I've been slowly going down the rabbit hole and slowly realizing these things, you know, over a period of years. And you come to more obvious, it just becomes more and more apparent to you. What is it but not slavery? Please debunk me. Tell me why I'm wrong. Tell me in the comments. Send me a DM. Anyways, here's Beautyon, legendary Beautyon. They don't care what you think, Elon. That's why Bitcoin was written. Now, let me read the tweet by Elon first. Beautyon retweeted that Elon Musk even realized how ridiculous this is. He actually released a poll and he asked the public, said, do you think we should be spending the course? The majority have said absolutely not. Then Elon said, whether for or against, please let your elected representatives know what you think about this $1.7 trillion spending bill that they're trying to pass. And Beautyon says perfectly, they don't care what you think, Elon. That's why Bitcoin wasn't written. Now, finally, do you see why Bitcoin is important? Bitcoin doesn't remove your obligation to your fellow man in the form of taxes. It means that the state can't print money behind everyone's back like this $1.7 trillion bill, which is why politicians don't care what you think. They're incentivized to get as close as humanly possible to the money spigot. They're incentivized for endless wars. You heard Assange himself. It's not about winning the war. It's about having a war because it's a money laundering operation. That's what it's about. Politicians are using the money printer to enrich themselves. That's why they don't act for the people, by the people, and they never will act by the people, for the people, as long as the money printer is a thing. They're going to act by the government, for the government. And Abudian said it perfectly. Rand Paul is identifying the problem. Steve Bannon identified the problem. Elon is identifying the problem. Bitcoiners have a solution to the problem. And the solution is opting out entirely. They don't have solutions. Elon doesn't have a solution. Elon has a political solution. Steve Bannon has a political solution. Rand Paul has this political solution. Clearly, the political solutions haven't worked. 50 years. And it continues to become more and more and more absurd. It's getting to the point that the theft is absurd. It's blatant. It's in your face. Remember, we showed you guys the other day, right, that the Pentagon could not account for 61% of $33.5 trillion budget. Where is that money? I don't know. But hey, $600? We'd want to know exactly where that goes. The theft is becoming blatant, and it's because the incentives are not aligned. Anyways, Budian goes on to say, when Bitcoin is the only money, the government will not be able to steal people's money without them knowing by printing it. All government spending, no matter the purpose, must come directly from taxation. This will mean no more 1.7 trillion omnibus bills and default fiscal discipline. This is why your promotion of Doge was so offensive. The money problem is very serious business, and men like you should take it seriously and switch to Bitcoin, lead by example. And if Elon is serious about Twitter becoming a payments platform and he wants that payment platform to resist the coercion of the state, the only option is Bitcoin because it's the only cryptocurrency that is truly decentralized. Ethereum has already been co-opted. 60 to 70% of Ethereum validators are actively censoring for the U.S. government, for the U.S. Treasury, specifically the Office of Foreign Asset Control, since they moved to proof of stake. Anyways, moving on. Goes on to say, government paid Twitter millions of dollars to censor info from the public. That's right. The money that they can't afford. By the way, a lot of the omnibus spending bill, about $45 billion, is going to the FBI, of which they just got caught breaking the First Amendment, asking Twitter, a private company, to censor political opinions. When the merger of private companies and government come together, that is the literal definition of fascism. Money printer is paying for fascism. We're right there. That's where we are. So when we say Bitcoin or slavery, once again, we are not over-exaggerating. That is exactly what's happening. The Twitter files have been coming out. They've been slowly releasing them. And whatever your political opinion is, put it aside for a second. The U.S. government, Department of Homeland Security, and the FBI specifically asked Twitter, a private company, to censor the opinions of American citizens. Not only that, They pressured to deplatform a duly elected president, the administrative state. The administrative state is funded by the money printer. You see the problem here? As long as there's a few bureaucratic elites that get to print money for free that everyone else has to work for, the incentives will never be aligned. The corruption will continue to get worse and worse and worse. And this is what Bitcoin is all about. It's a peaceful revolution. It's saying you want to opt out of this madness peacefully, not hurting anybody. Saying, I have enough. I'm tired of having my money in something that steals from me. I want to have my wealth in something that values my time, my energy, my work. Now, shout out Representative Dan Bishop. His team apparently went through the 4,155 pages of which they tried to pass in 24 hours. and they dropped in 1:30 in the morning, according to Senator Rand Paul. And some of these are absurd, and we're going to go through them because, my friends, if you are holding dollars or earning in dollars, you are paying for this madness. Anyways, if we do not separate money from state, the absurdities will continue, and you are footing the bill. You are paying for this. In fact, even if you don't live in the U.S., because the U.S. is the world reserve currency, most likely the central bank of your country holds U.S. dollars. So you are getting poorer. If you live in Ecuador that uses the U.S. dollar as its currency, you are getting poorer because of this spending. You are footing the bill. You are funding war and death in Ukraine. Anyways, let's get through some of this stuff. And when I was reading some of this stuff, this is why I got so pissed off and I went all caps Nico. Anyways, let's check it out. My team and I are reading through the omnibus bill today, all 1.7 trillion and 4,155 pages. I'm not going to get into any of the political stuff. Goes on to say $1.438 billion to global multilateral organizations, including the United Nations. The word salmon appears 48 times in the bill. $65 million for salmon, for fish, right? And remember what Beautyon said. If they don't have the ability to print, they have to justify, go to the public and say, hey, we're going to increase your taxes because of salmon. That's a lot harder sell. But if they have this behind the door, back room, the back door type of mechanism, which is theft through monetary debasement, they don't really have to convince people. They could wait until the dead of night to try to get this through. Anyways, and remember how crazy this would be if the internet wasn't a thing. If Twitter wasn't a thing, you wouldn't know. Do you think the legacy mainstream media would cover this type of stuff? No, they're all in on it. They all benefit from the spigot as well. Anyways, $3 million for bee-friendly highways and another $5 million for salmon. Goes on to say, on a more sinister note, here's at least $575 million for family planning in areas where population growth threatens biodiversity. Malthusians is a disturbing anti-human ideology that should have zero place in any federal program. Why is the government spending $500 million and getting involved in family planning? Whatever you feel about, you know, family planning, we respect your beliefs, we respect your thoughts. I just don't think that the government should steal from us to get involved in individuals' families. That's kind of weird, right? Anyways, goes on to say, $65 million in two programs for Senator Leahy and a federal building named for Nancy Pelosi. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the thieves. Not only are they stealing from you, they're building monuments with the money that they've stolen from you. Anyways, goes on to say, here are just a handful of the many earmarks in the bill, including $3.6 million for the Michelle Obama Trail. Hey, at the time, I voted for Obama. I liked Obama. But I'll tell you this. If your taxes increased, right? If your taxes increased and you saw it, hey, you're paying a little bit more taxes to fund a $3.6 million trail, you know, hiking trail, I'm assuming. Would you agree to that? Do you think the majority of people would agree to that? No, the reason they're able to get away with this is because they have a money printer. Anyways, goes on to say, no, I'm not going to get into that. Very sticky. $47 billion in Ukraine funding isn't enough for you. The bill also authorizes a Ukrainian independence park right here in DC, right? Absolutely ridiculous. The bill also renames 25 post offices in addition to the dozens we've already renamed this season. $524 million for DEI. And structural, I'm not going to get into that, but you guys can get the general gist of it. Did you guys agree to any of this? Would you guys have agreed to any of this if it was upfront taxes, right? Would you agree to this? Very basic question. Like Beautyon's thread explained it perfectly. It literally hit the nail on the head. It explained it like, it, I don't know how else to say it. I'm going to repeat it one more time because I feel it's appropriate. So you guys get a really deep understanding of what's happening. When Bitcoin is the only money, the government will not be able to steal people's money without them knowing by printing it. All government spending, no matter the purpose, must come directly from taxation. This will mean no more $1.7 trillion bills. I don't know about you guys, but put all the social things aside because those are minefields. But do you guys like that you're paying for a Nancy Pelosi building? You guys okay with that? Would you guys be okay with, you know, your taxes going up so that they could build a building in the name of Nancy Pelosi? Because this is what it is. Inflation is taxation without representation, literally. So, absolute fucking clown world. This is insane. This is what Bitcoin's all about. This is the separation of money and state. And it's become so blatantly ridiculous. Max Kaiser said something the other day, which I thought was awesome, right? The excuses are suffering from inflation themselves, right? This theft is so blatant, so disrespectful. They are literally spitting in our faces. If you're under the age of 35, don't own anything. This is absurd. And look at what inflation, look at what the money printing did to real estate prices. What if you are, you know, a young adult or a young family and you're trying to get your first home? Well, now you have to wait another 5 years to do that because of the money printing. No one should have the ability, no one, no institution, no government, no king, no president should have the ability to create money for free that everybody else has to work for. What system sounds more equitable, equal, inclusive to you? A system where no matter who you are, you're allowed to create more Bitcoin, but you have to invest in the mining infrastructure. It actually has a cost for you to create more of it. Or a system where a few privileged bureaucratic elite can create $1.7 trillion out of thin air and use some of that money to name fucking buildings after themselves. What system sounds better to you? I don't know. To me, it's fucking obvious, but clown world shit. If no one else exposes this shit and at least hits it from the Bitcoin perspective, no one else will. Because all of these people, we covered Bannon, we covered Elon, we covered Rand Paul. They're all Bitcoiners. They just don't fucking know it yet. They've identified the problem just as the gold bugs did, but they still haven't run into the tool. The tool to fix this is Bitcoin. We must separate the monetary policy away from human beings. Human beings, bro, absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. This is just examples of this. If we don't separate the monetary policy from human beings on a long enough time scale, what's going to happen? Is that eventually that monetary policy will be co-opted by the powerful to enrich themselves while the little guy gets stuck holding the fucking bill to pay for bees and salmon. What the fuck is that shit? That's absolutely ridiculous. So I'm poor because of fucking bees, bro. Okay? I'm poor because of the goddamn bees. That is so absurd. I don't know what else to say. This is crazy. This is the definition of fucking clown world. And this is why we must separate money from state or nothing will change. The endless wars will continue and we will be fucking poor because of that. And how long until those endless wars lead into a bigger war? The endless war that they're funding a war against the most nuclear, against the country that has the most nuclear weapons on fucking planet Earth. Do you think that's a good idea? It's absurd. It is fucking crazy. It is insane. Ma Rhodes, what do you not understand? Exactly. That's the fucking excuse, right? It's all about the goddamn roads. Well, you know what? What if I don't want to fucking fund a road that is bee friendly? What if I don't want to do that shit? Okay? You know what? I love bees. I think they're awesome. Honey is fucking delicious. But I just don't want to be poor because of the bees, man. You know? And like, are these fucking salmon buying fucking penthouses in New York City? Like, holy shit, $65 million for a fucking fish. And why is the government why is the government getting into family planning? $500 million? What the fuck is that shit? Anyways, oof, holy cow, what is going on? Opti, what are your thoughts?
Hold on, go off, King. Yo,
what is going on, dude?
Dude, honestly, first off, it's just like a big wow. You know, some of the things in this bill, obviously we say it all the time, politicians are absolutely insane out there. But some of the stuff that you just covered, it's like, I don't know if you guys saw me while Nico was reading this. I literally just had like my jaw slack. I'm just like, wait, what? Like, are you kidding me? But this is further proof and testament and receipts to what we tell you guys all the time. You know, stop perpetual war. Stop all this obscene money spending, because this is how they make us poor. Opt out with the madness, save in Bitcoin. If you use fiat, if you save fiat, if you save dollar paper money and you don't drop it for saving in Bitcoin, you are supporting the system you supposedly dislike. And this is why we Bitcoin, because we are doing our best to not only get that message out there, but to ensure that myself as an individual is completely devoid of this system, you know, and I really love that what Rand was saying. You know, he's saying the quiet part out loud. By dropping this bill at night, it shows that they know how nefarious this really is, that they are stealing from you guys, all of us, actually stealing from all of us, and they know it. And so in the quiet of night, politicians continue to steal our future. And again, the point that Rand made of the $1.7 trillion of new debt is more dangerous to our country. And this is just an idea that we talk about all the time. Printing money behind our backs because they know no thinking person would agree to this is the most dangerous thing. You know, I hate to use the most dangerous thing to our democracy, but this is literally stealing from your future. This is why we are all poor. This is why we are in these perpetual wars. And remember the clips in the beginning. This is why they will continue to gaslight us and ensure that the normie out there doesn't understand what's going on, because we are paying for all of this through theft. We are paying through all of this through inflation. Inflation is theft. And also, hey, again, I don't want to have my tinfoil hat on, but it's very coincidental that they dropped this $1.7 trillion bill and then parade their little star on the floor last night to ensure that the emotion trumps the logic in backing this bill. Like, come on, guys. Like, you couldn't make this stuff up. It's like everything right now in legacy media is just one movie set, and we are the audience. We are the ones getting conned, but we continue to tell you guys the same thing. Opt out of this madness with Bitcoin because the political solutions won't work. Save in Bitcoin and tell the monetary demons, tell these high-level parasites to go fuck themselves. Like, this is the name of the game. It's this simple. And I really like how Beautyon put it in that thread. The money printer is serious business. And no one out there in the front lines of legacy media, yeah, Nico got it, They brush the money printer under the rug and they act like this isn't the most dangerous thing to the world. It's the fact that they continue to not only steal from the future, but continue to back all this ridiculous perpetual war out there. Like, it's absolutely insane. And I'm glad that you brought up the FBI Twitter files and the fascism point, because we've been talking about this for a long time on this show. And people think that we've been hyperbolic. Like, we have the receipts, guys. This isn't just us talking out of our ass. Like, this is the reality of the situation here. And we've opted out of this madness with Bitcoin. This is why we continue to spread that message to anyone that will listen. Yes, not everyone is ready to be unplugged from the matrix and people will fight you. But we have the tools now. We have freedom software, and it is Bitcoin. You do not have to partake in this madness. All you need to do is provide value to your fellow man, save in Bitcoin, take Bitcoin into self-custody, and you can avoid getting robbed by these freaking monetary demons, these high-level parasites, these criminals that are considered our betters. Like, I don't know about you guys, but every time I see them on TV, it disgusts me. I'm like, how are these criminals allowed to continue to do this? And it's a very simple, simple reason. They have the money printer on their side, and the Cantillon effect is strong with them. And so they can continue to put themselves into power positions.
100%.
It's insane.
It's absolutely insane. It's absolute clown world. Bitcoin is the way out. It's opting out. It's saying, I don't want to participate in that anymore. I just don't. Look, you guys have fun with that. I don't want to participate. And I'll tell you this, guys, they're going to try to demonize us for using a money that doesn't steal from us. But
we've
anyways,
already started.
We will be on top of it because that's what we do. We're simply Bitcoin. Anyways, everybody, let's get to the culture. Let's do this.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
All right, everybody, I want to give a shout out to BitBlock Boom. It's going to be the best Bitcoin conference in Texas. August 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 2023, Austin, Texas. This is not a shitcoin event. It's not an NFT event. It's not a blockchain event. We talk about Bitcoin, and more Bitcoin. And good news, guys, you can take advantage of the promo code. I love that. Wait, pull that up again, dude. Pull that up again. I love that shit. Flat smack. Unsubscribe from your government. Oof, bars, man, bars. Anyways, guys, you can take advantage of the promo code all caps simply Bitcoin to get a big discount to BitBlock Boom tickets. It's the conference where me and Opti actually met in the flesh for the first time. Love the conference. It's great. Anyways, Opti, what are we going to cover today, bro?
All right, man. Honestly, after that news segment today, like this morning when I was like, yo, I'm going to cover this, I'm like, oh man, it's going to get a little spicy on the culture. But I think this episode is going to be super lit after this one. All right. Even if it wasn't already the litest Bitcoin only show, this is going to be the cherry on top today. So all you guys, at least most of my friends out there, are familiar with the Bitcoin remnant idea that there is a small, small revolutionary group of human out there that is the remnant, that they are ready and primed to be a frontline soldier. And all you have to do is speak your truth to that person. And Svetsky dropped, I think this is part 4 in this series of the Remnant series, and this one is The Remnant Returns, Bitcoin is Right. And I really like the URL up here. Choose Bitcoin to help yourself, not others. So again, this might get a little spicy, but I think this is going to be a great, great addition to what Nico just dropped in the news segment, because it's going to put it all together in one nice little narrative for you guys. So The Remnant Returns, Bitcoin is Right, virtue signaling and altruistic positions on Bitcoin are a farce. Choose Bitcoin because it's right, not because you're here to help others. And this is by Alex Svetsky. Shouts out to Svetsky Writes on Twitter. Again, one of my favorite writers. He's got that militant revolutionary Bitcoin vibe in everything he writes. And I think this is a throwback to what it means to be a shining example of a Bitcoiner. So I did drop the link in the description. You guys should read the whole thing. I'm going to just kind of summarize points so that we can talk about it. So he goes, there is no more dignity in the mind, body, or soul of the mindless masses. As such, I am no longer under the illusion that I am in Bitcoin for the good of the masses. I know it's going to get spicy. I'm in Bitcoin because it is right, because it is just, because it is sound, because it is true. I am in Bitcoin because it is the best thing I can do for me and my family. It is what any self-respecting individual would do. A dignified individual would not degrade themselves to the level of modern serf by trading the product of their blood, sweat, time, and tears for digital monopoly money issued by parasites. I doubt anyone with a sense of self would go and work all week at a cafe only to be paid in coffee grounds, or build a business only to sell products and services for mere hugs and high fives. If you're not accepting or demanding payment in Bitcoin, or at least swapping out your surplus toilet paper money in exchange for Bitcoin savings, then I don't know what you're doing. Bitcoin is fair. I'm in Bitcoin because it is fair. I want to play a fair game because it's the only way to truly satisfy my soul. My pursuit in life is to become the best version of myself, and to do so requires that I contend with my opponents on a battlefield with transparent rules of engagement. perfect fitting to what we've talked about in the news. Come better, I must play a fair game, not some rigged stupidity where I win because the other guy had his hands tied behind his back. Remember that they print money while you are asleep because they know that it is rigged against you and you can't do anything about it. So much to the chagrin of many of the egalitarian ilk of Bitcoiners, I do not believe that Bitcoin will help the masses of the world in the short term, nor is it likely to do so in the medium term. I told you it's going to get spicy. The world is likely to continue to bifurcate in the coming decades and largely be defined by the Bitcoiners and Nullcoiners. And for simplicity's sake, here's a meme. And we say this every single day to you guys. Nico tweets it every single day. It is Bitcoin or it is slavery. It is Bitcoin's freedom or it is the World Economic Forum, CBDC slavery. And we are seeing this happen in real time. The latter, the Nullcoiners, are the masses. And if anything, they will walk right into their CBDC gulags with a smile on their faces. The purchasing power of their fake money coupled with the continued deterioration of their health and their productivity will mean that in comparison to Bitcoin-denominated strongholds filled with healthy, strong, dignified, and productive people, their relative wealth will crater. Yes, this is the scenario. This is the reality. Bitcoin is the come to Jesus moment for all of humanity, and mark my words, in the short term, it will hurt more people than it helps, but in the long run, it will save us all. Bitcoin is the long-term cure for a cancerous civilization that is eating itself alive. Every short-term opium hit that was injected to help obfuscate reality has led us down this path step by step. We have weakened the corpus of humanity through this short-termism. Bitcoin changes this and will wreak havoc in the immediate future in exchange for a much brighter, fairer, and truer long-term future. But why are you being such an asshole, Alex? Why are you toxic Bitcoiners being such assholes? And here's the point. I know I'm Optimus Fields, so you might think I am countering my narrative, but I will jump on this at the end. And Alex goes, I'm not here to bring you sunshine and roses or blow smoke up your ass. There are British podcasters to do such deeds. I'm here to preach reality. I seek not to be a preacher for the masses, but for the remnant. Despite my inherent empathy, I no longer care for the welfare of those who have neither the respect, courage, nor dignity to care for it themselves. I will help those who choose to help themselves first, but I will not be a martyr for the masses. I will not jump in the lava to save the lemmings. I will no longer sacrifice my time helping the unhelpable when I could be using it to provide for my wife, my family, and those who have first sought to help themselves. And I'm reminded of one of my favorite quotes, and it's by Ayn Rand. I vow to no longer live my life for another man, no, ask another man to live for me. And this is something that I truly have lived by, and ever since I've incepted this idea in myself, my life has become so much better, and I think more people need to do the same thing. Be your own mental point of origin. Put yourself first. Save in Bitcoin for you and your family. And if your cup is overflowing, then you can go on and help other people. But first, get the thorn out of your own eye before you try to fix the whole world's problems. Anyways, we go on. I'm in Bitcoin for me, for those I love, and most importantly, because it's right. Believe it or not, you are in it for the same reason. You're most likely just ashamed of admitting it, so you sugarcoat your own naturally selfish, honorable desire with some fake, politically correct crusade for the unfortunate. Please stop bullshitting me. I can see right through you. A human with dignity helps himself and his family first. He extends that if it makes sense, but he does not impose that help. He does not meddle, and he leaves space for others to rise up of their own accord, of their own bootstraps. I absolutely love this piece. Only responsibility can fix the world, and Bitcoin is responsibility go up technology. There is no more important force in the world today, and long term, it will help everyone at the short term cost of the comfortable, complacent life of many that we are just so used to. Anyways, that which is right is that which fits. Morality is doing the right thing, that which most fits and is of the greatest good for the most impacted, the golden thread, so to speak. To me, this is why Bitcoin. It is the most right and fit money. There's no better money than one which respects and adheres to the conservation of energy in the direction of time. This will have monumental consequences on civilization. As I said, long term, it will help everyone by leveling the playing field and thus creating a realm in which people orient towards noble competition and cooperation rather than cheating in order to get ahead. Sounds familiar to our politicians, right? People must orient towards responsibility in order to succeed on a Bitcoin standard. And for many, this will be painful, but it's necessary because it is right. And this is what I implore you to understand. Come to Bitcoin and embrace it, not for some altruistic simplistic, politically correct notion of I want to help the masses because that's bullshit, and deep down, you know it too. Come to Bitcoin because it's right. It's the dignified individual's choice, its greatest advantage, and the highest truth you will discover on your path through life. You can be unapologetically honest and truthful, or a politely confused altruist and liar. The former will earn you respect from your own self first, then everyone else. The latter will make you an imp without dignity, always degrading yourself for some cause. Ignore me or allow these seeds to take root. The choice is yours. Only remember, Bitcoin will help those mostly who can help themselves. Bitcoin is just, fair, and true. Bitcoin is right. The remnant knows this. That's why they love Bitcoin, and that's why they are true Bitcoiners. Absolutely savage piece. I hope you guys read the whole thing because there's more good sauce in here. But I couldn't agree with this more because there is two directives to the human. It is survival and reproduction. And the only way that you can survive is by putting yourself first, making sure that you are your own mental point of origin, that you and your family can survive without having to do what the politicians and SJWs do out there and to worry about everyone else while your own house isn't in order. Get the thorn out of your own eye before you try to help someone else. Get your life in order. Get your shit. Get it all together. And then worry about everything else. Let he who is sinless cast the first stone, and everyone has to get their shit together because we are in a world right now where no one is taking responsibility for anything. And this is why we are taking back our life force, our energy, our future in Bitcoin. And these people can't steal it from you. So be a savage, save for yourself and for your family. Save for your own naturally selfish desires, because there is nothing higher than enlightened self-interest, and you need to get ahead first and foremost before you can try to help other people. This is just the way of the universe. Align yourself with the universe, and the universe helps those that help themselves. This is a fundamental law of natural law, and I just want more people to be like this. Yes, I want to succeed. And I don't want to do it on the backs of other people. Let's do this fairly. Let's compete on a level where everyone is on that same level and looks out for themselves and their families first and foremost. Anyways, Nico, what are you thinking?
I mean, Svetsky fucking...
Savage.
Dude, it's fucking savage. Like a level of savagery, man.
I love it. I had to read it. And honestly, I was a little nervous this morning because I'm like, yo, people are going to think, you know, oh, you're Optimus Fields. You're always optimistic and positive. And I'm like, yes, that's because I understand myself and I understand I'm in Bitcoin for myself first and foremost. But I understand that Bitcoin can change you. And more people should have Bitcoin and hold on to Bitcoin. But following your news segment, I think this is the perfect segment for today.
Yeah, no, it's perfect. Svetsky definitely has a way with words. I think, you know, it's really kind of moving the Overton window for a while, like moving the Overton window, because I think people. Look, it's the basis of capitalism, right? And I know a lot of people feel a certain way about capitalism, but the reality is that capitalism and only capitalism has lifted, you know, billions of people out of poverty. And it kind of seemed like, if you think about it, it kind of seems counterintuitive, right? Like, if I'm acting out of my own best interest, how is that helping other people, right? And I think that, you know, Svetsky summarizes that in a way. And I think that what Bitcoin is really going to do is it's going to insulate capitalism and the free market from, I don't know how to put it gently. It's going to insulate capitalism and the free market. And the process of doing that, right, without, you know, and for it to be very hard to kind of intervene, like this top-down approach, and the process is going to create a lot of prosperity. It's going to create a lot of wealth. And it's going to get a lot of people out of, you know, out of terrible situations. And you know, I agree with that, you know, personally on an individual level, but I know that I am empathetic and I am understanding of a lot of people that don't feel that way about, you know, that type of economic system. You know, and I respect that and I understand that, but I think what's unique about Bitcoin is that it really allows you to be the best version of yourself individually, and it protects your individual rights, you know, so you're allowed to, you know, believe in whatever economic system that you want to believe in, and you're allowed to have your own personal beliefs. And that's extremely empowering, but at the same time, it makes it very difficult to impose those personal beliefs on somebody else. And in the process, because of that, right, what I believe is going to happen is the best system is going to come out on top organically. And there really isn't a way to intervene in that, right? So let the best system win. And I think that's exactly what we're going to see. And I think Bitcoin is going to protect that system. I think it's going to protect individuals in their pursuit of whatever type of way they want to approach the world and whatever type of way they want to, you know, provide for their families and whatever type of, you know, economic system they choose to pursue. I think it's going to insulate them from intervention from the state, right? And let's see which model wins, you know? Obviously, I have my own personal beliefs. Opti has his own personal beliefs, but I am empathetic to other people that, you know, perhaps think a certain way. And I think we shall see which one wins, you know, by itself, right? Anyways, that being said, Opti, let's hit the meme review. Let's do it.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by Kaboom Racks. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is Kaboom Racks. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRacks. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. Kaboom Racks.
Kaboom Racks.
Kaboom Racks. Kaboom Racks. I'm going to get into mining, guys. Check out.
You already know. Oh, yeah. We did drop how to mine corn on our Substack from our friend Alex from Kaboom Racks. Yes, the legendary Tucson.
If you want it.
Yeah, exactly. I'll show it at the end or whatever. If you guys want some a blueprint on how to mine some Bitcoin at home and what you should think about, check out our Substack. Anyways, this is a meme review.
Have we told everybody about Kaboom Racks?
Kaboom
Racks. Kaboom
Racks. All right, drop your meme review score in the chat. As we say all the time, memes are the artillery. Tweets are the bullets, but you are the frontline soldiers. I think I put it backwards. But anyways, you're the frontline soldiers in this memetic war. We are in an information war, guys, and we need to continue to ridicule the monetary demons. We need to continue to get humor across to the remnant. We need to continue to counter the facts with the truth, and you can do this all in a picture, as the saying goes, you know, a picture paints a thousand words. Anyways, this first one, shouts out to my boy Hotto Tarantula. I know you guys remember his appearance on the show. He is one of the characters out there on Bitcoin Twitter. Love the guy. Anyways, we got a Apocalypse Now meme, and he goes, I love the smell of Bitcoin in the morning. I know you guys know the scene, but what I really wanted to put on today's meme review was the quote he put on the side. He goes, a river cuts through rock not because of its power, but because of its persistence. Bitcoin is the river cutting through the bedrock of this fiat legacy system. Let's fucking go. Anyways, this next one, shouts out to our boy RDBTC. And he goes, I don't know how to break it to you. Bitcoin ain't crypto. And then I forget what movie this is, but he goes, wait, you guys still think Bitcoin is crypto? Guys, there is Bitcoin and there is shitcoin. You guys should already know. And this next one, it is the holidays. I'm sure you're going to be sitting around the table with your family and friends. So I know this is going to happen to you. Anyways, he goes, this is one more note. He goes, it's that time of the year again for Bitcoiners. And the meme is girlfriend. No talking about the Lightning Network at dinner with my parents, okay? And then me three drinks in and it's a Lord of the Rings meme. And he goes, the world is changing. This is going to be me. I know for a fact this is going to be me. Like I'm not ashamed to say it. Anyways, this next one by FoldApp, I absolutely love this one because I know that all you Bitcoiners are going to be doing this exact thing. And FoldApp goes, of course, I'll be normal at the Christmas party this year, Mom. And then we got Coca-Cola as any social setting. And then Bitcoiners as Mentos. Once you get us going, we cannot shut up and we blow up every social setting with Bitcoin. Bitcoin signal. This is the way. This next one, shouts out to our boy Rave Elevator, and he says, did you say cheap sats? And then we got this picture of a little baby girl, and it says me, and then we got this incredibly sugary looking delicious sundae, and it says weak hands dipping the Bitcoin price. And this is all of us out there playing hungry hippo, trying to get as many sats as possible as it stays low. This next one, shouts out to everyone's favorite Labrador on Twitter. He is back, ghost of Labra. And this one's very fitting. If you know, we've covered, I think we've beaten the dead horse of Ethereum over and over and over on this show. But still, whenever I find a good meme to continue to beat that message, I put it on the show in the meme review. And he goes, asking Vitalik what the supply of Ethereum is. And then it's a guy with a guitar, and he says, I haven't programmed that part yet. If you know, you know. Labra with the good one. All right, this next one is by @boldbitcoin. Absolutely love this one. And it goes, Bitcoin's monetary policy is love. And we got undilated eye on the top. And it goes, the pupil of your eye can expand over 45% when you see something you love. And then we got an expanded pupil. And we got a 50, 25, 12.5, 6.25, 3.125, 1.5625, 0.78125, 0.39, 0.19. If you know, you know. That is the monetary policy of Bitcoin. That is the block reward of the Bitcoin network in the different epochs. And this is why we're here. Hard money standard. And I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. What do you got over here? What are you putting in?
Huh?
Huh? It's on the stream.
What's going on?
What is going on?
I have no idea. I have no idea what's going on.
Amazing. Amazing. All right. So, again, put your meme review score in the chat, and we will cover it. I think Nico's is a dancing psychedelic hamster, but anyway.
It's a squirrel. It's a squirrel.
Squirrel. Sorry. Sorry. Forgive me for misnaming your rodent. Okay. I'm in my dad's office, and he's got this petrified wood, which is a rock, in here in the office. So that's my meme review score today. Petrified piece of wood.
I'm gonna give it a dancing squirrel. That's my score.
Let's full screen this.
Are we full screening it? All right.
Oh. Yo. Okay.
All right, enough squirrel for today. Shout out, okay. Sophie. Okay, so
guys, let me see. I'm trying to get
no. Wait. Opti, while you guys put your score in the live chat, we have to give a special shout out to our awesome clothing sponsor, representltd.com. Guys, check it out. Look, comes with a Simply Bitcoin tag. It's absolutely beautiful. Look at this. That.
Wow, dropping bombs.
Dropping
dude,
bombs.
Dude, we dropped a lot of truth bombs on today's show.
We dropped a lot of truth bombs today. Guys, it is a limited drop. That hoodie, that design hoodie, already sold out, right? So get your Simply Bitcoin merch while it's hot. It's a limited drop. You can take advantage of the promo code simply-bitcoin. Get a big discount on Represent merch. Anyways, let's check out some of the meme scores. Diogenes, I give those memes a Nancy Pelosi Community Center for Salmon funding bill.
they were losing in the chat. Salmon.
It's Miami thing. Okay, Bitcoin asset. I give those memes whatever Opti's mother is making in the kitchen.
It's gonna be delicious. So that's a delicious score.
All right, next one by Elaine. I give the memes all the heat from this episode.
Ooh, hey.
Very nice. My next one, Matt FRL, because I rate the memes a baked salmon with honey glaze. That sounds delicious.
A baked salmon.
But is that worth 65 million? I don't know. Tucson, I gave the memes my Bitcoin kindergarten hat.
Hey, very good. Let's go.
Very good. Kaboom, Rex.
Kaboom, Rex.
Okay. Frank Arn, I give the memes 1.7 trillion from everybody's pockets. Oof, that's a powerful score. Powerful score.
Hold on. This isn't a score, but shouts out to Sophie, currently wearing her Represent tee. Let's go.
There you go. All right. Next one.
That's all we got so far.
We're out of time. So guys, check out Simply Bitcoin's Telegram group. You got to go to www.t.me/simplybitcointv. Check out Simply Bitcoin's blog, Simply Bitcoin Unfiltered. Go to www.simplybitcoin.news. It's absolutely free. Shout out to our awesome writers, Zach Weinekis, Paul Rustin. You guys are absolutely slaying the game. It's the
base
written,
money tech.
It is the written version of this show. Anyways, software or website?
Software.
All right, let's do it.
Bitcoin software release.
Brought to you by CipherSafe. Don't be that person that loses their Bitcoin seed due to fire damage, water damage, dog attacks. Back up your generational Bitcoin wealth on Steel. And there's no better place to do it than the Cypher Grid by CipherSafe. And now check out their new Bitcoin art, the Bitcoin Rulux Triangle, only on CipherSafe.io.
No! Craig is a potato.
Oh, that was perfect. That was perfect. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. That's called television right there. Anyways, today's software review or software release, sorry, is Tails version 5.8. If you guys don't know what Tails is, it's an operating system that you can plug in a USB, privacy-focused OS, and they just update it, improved persistent storage, Wayland, better unsafe browser, and more. Highly recommend you guys maybe tinker with Tails or start it up for your own privacy-focused OS. It comes with Electrum already booted up in it. This is definitely one of those cool Bitcoin projects that's not necessarily Bitcoin only, but definitely go check out Tails OS if you haven't tried it yet. I absolutely love it. I have all kinds of USBs back home that have Tails already on it, so I can just plug in and go. Anyways, Nico, what an episode.
What an episode, dude. That was a lot of hot fire. Anyways, guys, if you enjoyed the show, you know what to do. Smash that like button. Consider subscribing if you feel like we provided you value. And the number one thing you could do to push this peaceful revolution forward, which we definitely should be doing because look at the fucking clown world shit. Share this video. In fact, share all Bitcoin content. We love you all. We will see you tomorrow. But the party does continue for another half an hour live on Twitter Spaces. Opti's going to be holding it down. I'll be there as well with our friends over at Swan Bitcoin. Best place to stack sats by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. So join Twitter Spaces if you want the party to continue, if you want your chance to ask Opti and I any questions about what we talked about today. So we'll see you guys there. Love you all. See you later.